Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, October 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Bike24 continues profitable growth path and raises revenue and earnings guidance. Optimized assortment and product availability show results. Bike24 continues on its profitable growth path, with sales development in the current fiscal year remaining strong despite market challenges. The optimized product portfolio and improved operational efficiency have led to increased momentum, with sales figures on the rise. Revenue guidance for 2025 now ranges between €278 million and €288 million, up from the previous estimate. Adjusted EBITDA is expected to be approximately €12.5 million to €13.5 million. To sustain this growth, Bike24 plans to further enhance its product portfolio and streamline operations. Stay tuned for the full report on the third quarter of 2025, set to be released on November 12, 2025. A News Breaks Global Tech Corp, GLTK, powers expansion and initiatives with new funding. International momentum. Global Tech Corporation, a U.S.-based tech holding company, recently secured $1.4 million in funding to accelerate its global expansion and growth strategy. The funding will support initiatives in AI-powered solutions and data-driven platforms in high-potential markets, while also strengthening its push toward uplisting on a national exchange. With a 23.3% year-over-year revenue increase and notable international growth, GLTK is positioning as a key player in the tech space, operating across Europe, North America, South Asia, and the Middle East.
DataVault AI, DVLT, appoints U.S. Navy SEAL veteran Pete Scoble as Vice President, Global Security. DataVault AI, a leader in AI data experience, valuation, and monetization, has appointed U.S. Navy SEAL veteran Pete Scoble as Vice President, Global Security. In this role, Scoble will oversee global security operations, risk management, and real-world asset logistics across all regions. CEO Nathaniel Bradley highlighted Scoble's leadership, aligning with DataVault AI's Anti-Stolen Valor initiative and expanding international elements exchange, ensuring top-tier security standards. Learn more about DataVault AI's innovative solutions at their website.
Investor News Breaks, Rapid STM Advantage, UCOR Rare Metals Inc., TUCU, OTQX UURAF, pushes forward with next-gen RE processing. UCOR Rare Metals Inc., a Western-aligned player in the rare earth element supply chain race, is advancing with its Rapid SX separation technology in U.S.-backed Strategic Metals Complex in Louisiana. The company aims to start commercial RE output by the half of 2026, supported by an $18.4 million Department of Defense grant and a feedstock agreement with Greenland's Tanbreez project. With a focus on reducing Western reliance on Chinese supply chains, UCOR's Rapid SX platform offers a smaller, faster, and potentially cleaner alternative to traditional methods, positioning the company as a key player in reshaping the global REE processing landscape.
Investor News Breaks, Blue Sky AI Inc., positions for breakout growth with dual moves in AI compute and infrastructure. Blue Sky AI Inc. is strategically positioning itself for growth in the AI sector with recent moves in AI compute and infrastructure. The company has partnered with Lilac to launch a GPU marketplace and secured a site in Wells, Nevada for new SkyMod factories. These dual efforts address both supply chain and infrastructure challenges in AI. The partnership with Lilac focuses on GPU availability, while the Wells site LOI emphasizes scalable, energy-efficient infrastructure. Blue Sky AI aims to lead in AI infrastructure innovation by providing flexible, reliable access to core compute components. For more information, visit Blue Sky AI's website at blueskyaidatacenters.com. announcing the launch of Feynman Point Asset Management as an independent institutional platform. Feynman Point Asset Management has officially launched as an independent institutional asset management platform focusing on digital asset markets and frontier technologies. Led by CEO and CIO Joe Nagar, the organization maintains a proven team and strategy with a track record of performance and risk management. Previously known as Republic Digital Fund Manager and incubated at Golden Tree Asset Management, FPAM's transition marks a new growth phase while retaining its performance-driven culture. With a focus on digital assets and frontier technologies, FPAM offers institutional investors access to experienced leadership, a global team with hybrid expertise, institutional-grade infrastructure, and robust risk management and governance. The firm's flagship strategy aims to compound superior risk-adjusted returns through active portfolio construction and institutional risk management, positioning itself at the forefront of the investment landscape.
Mining news breaks: New Pacific Metals Corp., COWAC, Weiss American, NWP, closes $40.4 million bought deal financing. New Pacific Metals Corp. has successfully closed its bought deal financing, raising approximately $40.42 million. The company issued 11,385,000 common shares at $3.55 per share, with full exercise of the underwriter's over-allotment option. Silvercorp Metals Inc. invested $10.95 million for 3,083,536 shares, while Pan American Silver Corp. purchased 163,416 shares for $4.49 million. These transactions qualified as related party transactions under MI61-1101. New Pacific Metals Corp. is a Canadian exploration and development company with projects in Bolivia, including the Silver Sand Silver Project, Carangas Silver Gold Project, and Silver Strike Silver Gold Project.
Angkor Resources advances drilling plans on Block 8 oil and gas license, Cambodia. Angkor Resources Corp. announces plans for oil and gas drilling on Block 8 in Cambodia. Enercam Resources completed 350 line kilometers of 2D seismic in September 2025, identifying significant closed anticlines. CEO Delaine Weeks confirms intent to drill exploratory wells in 2026. Technical advisor Dr. David Johnson highlights the potential for hydrocarbon accumulation, emphasizing the need for drilling to prove the prospects. The company is sourcing a drilling rig and equipment to commence drilling, aiming to be the first to drill onshore wells in Cambodia. Angkor Resources Corp. is a leading resource optimizer in Cambodia, working on mineral and energy solutions in Canada and Cambodia. Enercam Exploration Limited, a subsidiary, is involved in gas carbon capture and oil production in Canada. Angkor Gold Corp. in Cambodia holds mineral exploration licenses in copper and gold, while Enercam Resources focuses on onshore oil and gas exploration in Block 8.
Swiss Quantum Technology SA signs 10M agreement to deploy D-Wave QBTS Advantage 2 annealing quantum computer. Swiss Quantum Technology SA has signed a 10 million euro agreement with D-Wave Quantum Inc. to deploy a D-Wave Advantage 2 annealing quantum computer in Europe. This partnership supports Italy's Q Alliance initiative to establish quantum leadership. The 4,400-plus qubit Advantage 2 system will be accessible via D-Wave's Leap Quantum Cloud service, enabling customers to solve complex computational problems efficiently. Dr. Alan Baratz, CEO of D-Wave, highlighted the importance of this agreement in expanding global access to quantum computing technology and fueling quantum application development in Europe.
Biomed news breaks: Orogenix Inc., NYS American, Ogen, regains NYSE compliance, strengthens balance sheet for clinical advancement. Orogenix Inc., Ogen, has regained full compliance with NYSE American's listing standards, marking a significant milestone for the clinical stage biotechnology company. This achievement, effective October 20, 2025, follows the successful closing of a $16.5 million public offering of Series H convertible preferred stock on July 2, 2025. CEO Janet Huffman emphasized that regaining compliance reflects Orogenix's commitment to transparency, financial discipline, and restoring investor confidence. The funds raised will support the advancement of ONP-002 through Phase 2 milestones in Australia and upcoming phase 2b trials in the U.S. Orogenix is focused on developing brain-targeted therapeutics to address neurological conditions, with the goal of revolutionizing neurological care through innovative intranasal delivery technology. Investor news breaks. VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ VIVK, announces $5 million registered direct offering. VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ VIVK, has announced a $5 million registered direct offering. The offering includes the sale of over 8.4 million shares of common stock and nearly 14.7 million pre-funded warrants. Expected to close on or about October 17, 2025, the offering is priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. Gross proceeds are approximately $5 million before fees, with net proceeds designated for working capital and general corporate purposes. D. Boral Capital LLC is serving as the exclusive placement agent for this offering. VivaCore operates in crude oil transportation services and facility services for terminaling and storage of crude oil and constituent petroleum products and byproducts, including waste streams. The company's transportation services primarily involve trucking and pipeline transportation of crude oil in active regions for oil and natural gas exploration and development in the United States. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/vk.
Verizon says, "We got you." This Cybersecurity Awareness Month, Verizon is enhancing cybersecurity this month with the launch of Digital Secure Home Service and a refreshed Verizon Protect app. Che Phillip, Senior Vice President at Verizon, emphasizes the importance of securing connections for customers. Digital Secure Home protects devices on the home network from online threats with a free tier and a paid option for advanced services. Verizon Protect app now includes a security rating feature and security categories to improve online safety. Fall open enrollment for Verizon Mobile Protect offers coverage for device loss, theft, and damage, along with unlimited cracked screen repairs and premium tech support. Verizon continues to deliver a range of services beyond just network connectivity to enhance customers' lives. For more information, download the Verizon Home app and visit Verizon.com. Silvercorp Metals Inc., YSASVM, points to value potential amid rising gold and silver prices. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian precious metals producer, has seen its shares more than double in 2025 amid rising gold and silver prices. Despite this, the company believes its stock may not fully reflect its business fundamentals and growth prospects. The development of the El Domo copper-gold project in Ecuador is expected to increase revenues by 50% upon commissioning in late 2026. Silvercorp Metals reported $81.3 million in revenues from silver, gold, lead, and zinc sales in its most recent quarter, with over $600 million in profits since 2006, returning over $200 million to investors. Silver, in particular, has outperformed gold, climbing over 68% this year, and recently surpassing its 2011 all-time high. For more information, visit the company's website at silvercorpmetals.com.
Investor news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYS American, OPHC, Chairman Moish Gubin, featured on latest Got Stocks podcast by IBN. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., OPHC. Chairman Moish Gubin was recently featured on the latest episode of the Got Stocks podcast by IBN. Gubin discussed the bank's community focus, growth trajectory, and lending philosophy, highlighting Optimum Bank's recent milestone of surpassing $1 billion in assets and achieving consistent 30 to 40% growth. He emphasized the bank's strong balance sheet with no debt and its capacity for continued expansion through equity or debt opportunities. Optimum Bank, founded in 2000 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, focuses on traditional, in-person banking for businesses and consumers across the state, combining personal service with modern digital convenience. The bank is traded on the NYSE American under the symbol OPHC. Lamborghini backtracks on EV-only future. Italian sports car manufacturer Lamborghini has announced that they will continue using internal combustion engines for at least another decade, as luxury buyers show declining interest in battery-powered vehicles. This decision comes as various actors, like Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, are quickly adapting to the changing market trends. Green Car Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. To stay updated, text GREEN to 888-902-4192 for SMS alerts from Green Car Stocks. Software due diligence in a post-ZIRP world, what investors and founders need to know now. Times are changing in the software market, with investors now prioritizing companies that can scale, meet compliance requirements, and offer a resilient tech stack. Cohn Resnick is helping software companies navigate the post-ZIRP era by providing accounting, risk management, and digital transformation services. Leveraging advanced technology like AI and machine learning, Cohn Resnick guides companies through every stage of growth. From streamlining operations to implementing AI, Cohn Resnick helps companies become leaner and more profitable. With a focus on monetization and cybersecurity, Cohn Resnick is at the forefront of guiding technology companies to thrive in the current investing landscape. To learn more about how Cohn Resnick can help your software company succeed, visit their website.
Hydromer Inc. reports preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended September 30th, 2025. Hydromer Inc., a leader in hydrophilic, thromboresistant, and antimicrobial coating technologies for medical devices, reported preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended September 30th, 2025. The company generated $0.91 million in revenue, an 11% increase from the same period in 2024, with a net income of $53,000. CEO Michael Torti highlighted continued top-line growth, profitability, and customer loyalty. Hydromer remains focused on new product development, infrastructure investments, and plans to address the low valuation of Hydai stock. The company is committed to operational efficiency, customer partnerships, and next-generation technology development. Hydromer Inc. is an ISO 9001:2015 global B2B surface modification and coating solutions provider based in Concord, NC, serving customers worldwide in various industries. Critical Infrastructure Technologies executes term sheet to acquire state-of-the-art engineering business. With strong defense and mining connections, Western Australia, Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited, a leading developer of autonomous mobile communications and security platforms, has signed a term sheet to acquire a precision manufacturing company in Western Australia. The acquisition, valued at $7.7 million, will enhance SciTech's production capabilities and support local manufacturing for its Nexus 20 and future products. The acquired company, with revenue exceeding $7.4 million and EBITDA of more than $1.9 million, strengthens SciTech's position in defense manufacturing. This strategic move enables SciTech to scale production, improve supply chain control, and advance delivery of its communication systems. The acquisition also provides immediate eligibility for defense tenders and projects requiring DISP membership, enhancing Australia's manufacturing sovereignty. Supercom Milth SPCB wins second Utah contract in 2025, displacing incumbent vendor, further expanding U.S. footprint. Supercom Milted, listed on NASDAQ as SPCB, has secured a second electronic monitoring contract in Utah, displacing the incumbent vendor. The Sheriff's Agency chose Supercom's Pure Security TM platform for its advanced features and precise tracking capabilities. This win in Utah follows recent contracts in Kentucky and Virginia, as well as international projects like a $7 million initiative in Germany. Supercom's electronic monitoring technology supports programs for house arrest, domestic violence prevention, and inmate monitoring, with studies showing it can reduce recidivism by up to 48%. The company's strong U.S. presence continues to grow, with this latest contract highlighting the confidence in Supercom's technology and its commitment to public safety.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.